Ray Foley on Today FM.
Hey, Ireland, good day, friends. Ray's here. JP's over there.
Right here, hiya.
Soft launch day 583 on the little show that could. And the question is, could it? Could it, though? Email JP at todayfm.com, on the gram at Ray Foley. And I tell you, I am fuming today.
Oh, no.
I am like a bee sting. I'm like an antichrist. I am fuming.
What a way to start the week.
I'm absolutely raging today. I'm just... Ugh. You know, there are some people, there are just some people that you just, you put up with.
Daily.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do well, yeah.
Like, there might be some people in your life, maybe someone you work with.
Right.
And you're just putting up with them. And then eventually, on Monday, the 20th of January, like the worst day for them to pull their crap, they do it again. And it's just the straw that breaks the camel's back for me. I'm absolutely fuming today. I'm raging. I'm absolutely spitting mad. I'm spitting mad today.
You are seething.
I am fuming today. I'm sick of it. I'm absolutely sick of it now. And someone has to say something. Someone has to stand up for what's right, JP.
There's somebody you need to take a stand.
Someone needs to stand up to him, because do you know what? He's mad with power.
Oh.
He's drunk with power at this stage.
This is Trump, obviously, with the inauguration or something, is it?
Do you know what? He's the Irish equivalent of Donald Trump.
Wow.
It's only Ian Bloody Dempsey. There's a lot of similarities there, actually. Incredible wealth.
Yeah.
Gold toilet.
Yeah. Oh, kind of blonde-ish.
The hair? Yeah, definitely the hair. Golf fans? Does Ian like golf?
Nah.
He gets around in a golf cart, though. That's true. Ian Bloody Dempsey. Every time I say his name, that sound goes off. Look, Ian Bloody Dempsey. Make your mornings today, FM, eh? With Ian Bloody Dempsey. Between 6 and 9 a.m. Yeah, I would, except he's mad with power.
Is he drunk on the stuff?
Oh, it's gone crazy now.
What's happened?
Have you seen this sneaky half-day business he's been doing on The Breakfast Show? Dempsey. I'm just fuming. I'm spitting mad, so I am.
You're fuming.
He's after doing this, everyone has to take a half-day because it's Blue Monday. Everyone takes a half-day. And I thought it was one of those... it's just something that they talk about on the radio, but no one actually has to do it. I thought it was a bit. I thought it was a radio bit. It's not. There's nobody in work today.
They're
all gone home. Because Ian Dempsey... Why are you going... Where are you going? I'm going home half day. Why? Because Ian Bloody Dempsey said it. Are you out of your tiny mind? There's some of us have to do... Do you know what? Just because you skip out of here every day at 4 minutes past nine,
yeah.
There are some of us, you know, that do a full day's work around here, Dempsey.
Well, for some.
Just unilaterally declaring a half day. You can't do that. The nation needs to be working, Dempsey. Not taking half days. You don't even do a half, you don't even do a quarter day, Dempsey.
Yeah.
With your 3 hour shift at 6 o'clock in the morning. Unbridled cheek of you.
Enough!
Fuming. Absolutely spit. And the irony that on today of all days, on National Disc Jockey Day, on a day we should be celebrating those disc jockeys who've been in our lives for the past 75 years. But no, we can't. We can't even give them that. Why? Because he declares a half day. JP, I'm spitting.
You are raging.
I'm fuming.
I looked into this, actually.
Did you look into it?
I looked into this, and there was a study done last summer by the Irish Small Associations, Small Business Association.
Are they just like little
people?
Little people?
No, I'm attached.
JP's the CEO of the small people who work in businesses.
It was the Irish Small Firms Association. In June of last year, they said that absenteeism, right, costs the economy 560 million euro annually.
There you go,
and
Dempsey.
And there's Ian Dempsey crippling the economy.
Ian Bloody Dempsey.
It's not on.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it, Dempsey. You'll have us marching on the Capitol next. Oh, my God.
I've never seen you this angry.
And do you know what? I'm really, really angry. I tell you what, we should send off, we should fire off an email. JP, you go get your typewriter.
I will do. Yeah.
JP's going to have to get his typewriter. We're going to fire off an email in a couple of minutes. Hi there. It's Monday, the 20th of January. Blue Monday in full effect. And even made even bluer by the shenanigans of one Ian Dempsey, who unilaterally declared a sneaky half day for...
Like, who made him king? Do you know
this
what I mean?
Is what it is. This is a dictatorship he's running now. This is supposed to be... We live in a liberal Western democracy. Mm. But he's in here now. So this is what's happened. He's managed to turn... It's now become the party of Dempsey.
Well, I don't remember him running for election last year, last year.
There wasn't any election. There was no election.
Yeah.
And this he comes in then. He
power
comes
unchecked.
In, with Bridget's Day only 2 weeks away.
Yeah.
He comes in, swans in, and he just tells the masses what they want to hear. That's what it is.
Yeah, populist.
He tells these stupid ticks what they want to hear. No offence, Charlie and Shauna. But he just comes in and tells them what they want to hear.
Shout out to the Breakfast Show team.
And days off for everyone. It's got to be more nuanced than that, Dempsey. It's just irresponsible. 0874-100-102. Are people as outraged and
people are exercised about this?
I'm so angry. I haven't even told you why I'm really angry, actually. Ray, it's Blue Monday, but it sounds like you're having a Red Monday with all that rage you're having. From Sean and Athlone. Sean, you're right. I don't know if you're a mental health or a professional counsellor in any way, Sean, but you've correctly identified the way I'm feeling today, Sean. You've identified the right colour, and it's red for anger. Guys, let the rage be your fuel. It'll power you through the show like some young lad taking the field for a county final, hopped up on anger. Love the show. Hey. A from Liam. Yeah, maybe I can use this anger, this feeling I'm feeling, as a force for good. Thanks, Liam. It means a lot. Damo's been on. Say hi to Damo.
How are you, Damo?
He says, hi, lads. Maybe if you weren't still in your soft launch phase, you could have gotten the half day too. I'd definitely be getting onto the union. Love the show. Hey. A from Damo. That's a fair point, actually. See, the thing is, I believe in an honest day's work for an honest day's
pay. That's it. That's it. There's a lot to be said for it.
Dempsey, though. Dempsey is in. He's in his car at 2 minutes past 9 a.m. every weekday.
Smirking to himself.
He's audibly chuckling. Like that. Yep. Only more radio. Like with more authority and. I can't do it. I'm no Mario Rosenstock. I can't do it. Well, at least I tried. At least I showed up. Do you know what I mean? And I can't do it. Pat's been on. He says, you know who's been very quiet on this sneaky half day chicanery? Minister for Enterprise, Trade and Employment, Peter Burke. I'd like to hear him go on the record on this matter from Pat in the Longford Westmeath constituency.
Right. Yep.
Pat, thanks for that correspondence. And Jim, maybe we should reach out to the department. And Gary in Kilmainham in Dublin says, I bet the small association would want to hear every last little bit about this. Have your
we're
people
up in arms.
In the small association that been on?
We are up in arms, yeah.
At least you're up somewhere.
Yep.
There's quite a lot, and everyone's feeling very much the same way. The reason I'm mad is because the school went for it.
What?
My kids finished at 12 o'clock today. They were coming in the door as I was heading off to work. I was fuming. I was like, what are you doing here? Half day. Is this Ian Dempsey? They were like, I don't know. Half day. I was like, it's bloody Dempsey. And his sneaky half day shenanigans. It's gone to...
Interfering in your kids' education.
The world's gone to hell in a handcart. Get the typewriter out there. We're sending an email. Jay, that doesn't really sound like a typewriter. Can you get closer to the microphone?
Okay.
Get closer to the microphone.
Jesus. There we go. It's a big unit, isn't it?
It is a big
old
unit.
Old tech.
We're sending an email. Come on. Are you right?
Yeah, right.
If you put the paper down. Okay, dear.
Type it.
Dear Voldemort. Mort.
Yeah.
Dear Ursula the Sea Witch. Dear Ian Bloody Dempsey. The most evil man in radio.
Mm.
It is with great sadness and disappointment that I write.
One second. There we go.
That I write to you.
You.
On this Blue Monday. Bluest of Blue Mondays.
Bluest, yeah.
My children.
Children.
Left school today on a sneaky half day at 12 o'clock because...
One second.
Because of you...
Hang on.
Because of you and your sneaky half days when they should have been in school getting an education. Yeah. It's all well and good for you skipping out at 9 o'clock every morning when the rest of us have a day's bloody work to do. You haven't done an honest day's work since pulling a double shift on the beatbox on a Saturday morning in 1988.
That's good.
But you know what? That wasn't even a double shift, frankly.
Right.
Because that's just putting the one thing out on the radio and on the telly. That's not double the work. That's the same amount of work, but double the audiences.
I didn't type any of that.
That's the same amount of work,
okay,
but double the audience.
Audiences.
Hopefully you can look down on the rest of us from your ivory tower. Mm-hmm. Put several eyes in there.
Yep.
To those of us DJs, we maybe just be the DJ scum on the underside of your radio boat.
Mm-hmm.
The jocking barnacles desperately clinging to your morning greatness.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe...
New page. One second.
But maybe just take a moment to think of those less fortunate than yourselves. Those with the two full days work. The hard working men and women of Ireland, those of us who get up early in the morning, obviously not as early as you.
No.
But at least we do a full shift. It's your sneaky half days, you cheeky get. I know you're not even reading this. Go back to the beginning. I know you're not even reading this. It's probably Charlie or Shauna who print off all of your emails.
They do the real work.
But Charlie or Shauna, please print this off for Dempsey. So you can spend some time thinking about what he's done. It's the nation. And as for Mario Rosenstock, don't get me started.
Ugh.
The only impression that lad can't do is of someone who does an honest day's work for an honest day's pay.
Absolutely.
I look forward to hearing your response if you bother to reply on your...
Sorry.
If you bother to reply on your sneaky half day. Yours sincerely, Ray Foley. Brackets. The tall lad in the afternoons.
Ray Foley on Today FM.
You know, I'm just spitting
That's
mad.
That's told him.
Just very mad. You send that out on the E-Center.
I'll hit send on that, Jeff.
Put an at on it.
Ray Foley on Today FM.